Now You See Her by Linda Howard. Clayton, New York. It was the 3rd of September, one of those cloudless, perfect days nestled between the heat of summer and the approaching winter chill. The sky was so blue that Sweeney, getting out of her car in the supermarket parking lot, went stock still and gawked upward. If there was one thing in life she knew, it was colors, and she had never before seen that particular shade of blue. Could she reproduce it? Mentally, she mixed the pigments, automatically discarding some as her internal eye judged the results. No, that touch of white would make the shade too babyish. This wasn't a wimpy blue, it was the most kick-ass blue she had ever seen. She stood with her face upturned, errand forgotten, and felt exalted by color, filled to overflowing. When she finally remembered to drag her gaze back to Earth, her eyes were dazzled. She saw a flash of something. She thought the sky must be brighter than she'd thought because her eyes needed to adjust. She blinked, then squinted. It was something solid, and yet not quite. It was a child, oddly two-dimensional. She looked at the child, blinked, then looked again. Shock hit her like a sledgehammer. The child was dead. She had attended his funeral a month before. But on this perfect day, while performing a perfectly ordinary errand, she saw a dead child walking across the parking lot. Speechless, Sweeney darted her gaze to the woman the boy was following, his mother.